Hello and welcome to the BGC Garden Podcast. My name is Jennifer and I am the Teaching Garden Coordinator for the McGregor Garden.
And I'm Kathleen, the Teaching Garden Coordinator at the Dover Park Garden.
On this podcast, we will be talking about all things gardening, from garden tips to environmental education and exciting innovations in the realm of urban ecology and agriculture.
As we're recording this, it's November and we're in the process of shutting down our gardens for the cold season ahead. We'll be talking to you about what we've done and how you can start to prepare your garden for the winter. But the first thing to tackle is harvesting what you have left in the garden and preserving what you can.
So I picked tons of green tomatoes from my plants right before the first frost was predicted. So have you got any ideas what I could do with them all?
You can keep them in a cool place to ripen. I have them in a cupboard. The tomatoes will ripen at different times, but if you have one that's already ripe, it'll produce a gas that encourages the ripening of other tomatoes. If you're eager to use them right away, though, you can always preserve them. You can make tomato relish or even pickled green tomatoes. We'll link both of them in the episode's notes.
That sounds really good. I think I will try the relish. So Kathleen, what else have you done to shut down the Dovercourt garden for the winter this year?
Well, as the weather has gotten colder, I've slowly started to pull out the annual plants from my garden, such as the tomatoes, squash, and beans. I made sure to take out any diseased leaves, as we had lots of powdery mildew affecting many plants in the garden due to the high volumes of rain this year. I'm trying to see if removing those plants will prevent the fungal infection from staying in the soil and infecting the future plants. We'll check back next summer and let you know if that works out. A lot of people don't know that you can have a head start on some of the crops by planting them in the fall. I have the after-school members plant garlic in the garden beds in attempts to have an earlier crop for the spring. We cover the garlic with organic straw to keep them nice and warm from the frost. I cover the rest of the garden beds with the remaining straw to protect any volunteer seeds that may be under the soil. In case you didn't know, volunteer seeds are seeds that have either been dropped by a plant or an animal that the gardener didn't purposely plant. How did you shut down your garden?
So in my garden, I also pulled out the annuals, but I'm experimenting with the decay-in-place method, where I chopped up the plants and lightly incorporated them into the top layer of soil so that the nutrients that the plant used to grow this season can be returned into the soil. I also amended the soil with compost from the bottom of our composter to add some more organic matter back into the soil. Even though the compost wasn't fully decomposed, it will have the opportunity to break down further over the winter. So that's something that you can do if you have a lot of almost decomposed matter in the bottom of your composter. I got some help from some of the neighborhood kids to help me mulch the beds with a combination of straw and shredded leaves, especially over some of our perennials like our strawberries. Mulch acts as an insulator for the roots of perennials, which protects them from the drastic temperature changes we sometimes experience in the fall and the spring around here.
Oh, that's really cool. Do you have anything else growing in your garden?
Yeah, I do actually. I still have some carrots in the ground, as well as some arugula and kale. Carrots and arugula are considered semi-hardy vegetables and can withstand lower temperatures and light frost. Some other examples of semi-hardy vegetables include beets, lettuce, carrots, potatoes, and celery. Kale, on the other hand, is considered a hardy vegetable and can withstand temperatures well below freezing. It even becomes a little sweeter after a light frost, so it might be a good time to try and convert some of the kale haters in your life. One thing I have yet to do is prepare my herb garden for the winter. Have you got any ideas for that, Kathleen?
Yeah, there are a couple things you could do. If you want to continue using some of the herbs over the winter and you have the space for it, you could repot them and bring them inside. I did this with the Thai basil that we had in the garden. The other option is that you can leave them in the ground. Depending on the type of herb, you can cover them with hay or mulch and they will come back in the spring. A couple examples of these herbs would be oregano, rosemary, lavender, thyme, sage, and mint. Some herbs such as dill and fennel are not hardy in the winter, but they will readily produce seeds and reseed themselves, becoming volunteer seeds in the spring.
And there you have it. You're all set for the fall. Although you can't see your beautiful garden bloom, the winter gives you the chance to plan out your crop rotation for the next year of new possibilities. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you all next time.